These things are not available in the Western countries. They do not know anything.
I don't think that there has ever been a personality who has ever given such a great gift to the Western world as yourself, Prabhupada.
Yes, actually that is bad. But let them appreciate that.
Gradually, I think they all will. Some are now...
Oh, they're intelligent. Must.
The thing is, it seems to me that we're flooding so many books that they must become Krishna conscious.
Yes. They have no alternative than to read these books.
Practically now, it is commonplace that every day when our men go out, supposing each man meets in the day 1,000 people or 500 people, always, without a doubt, at least one or two of the people he's met, they already have another book, and they're taking a second and third book.
Yeah.
Many of them have 2 and 3 volumes of Chaitanya Chaitamrita or Bhagavatam. And although they may not read it, their children are reading.
Somebody is reading.
Oh yeah. I made a study. I asked the men in our party, when they were all gathered, to raise their hand if they had received a book before joining our party. And every single one of them had gotten a book before joining the movement, without exception. They were attracted through reading a book or a magazine.
And talk with that police officer. It's police.
Crime. Crime. What to do?
Why and what to do?
Why and what to do?
Every paper, there are so many papers. Education so much advanced. And everyone is a criminal. Have some kirtan, end it. Hare Krishna, only. That is foolishness. Why a man does not become ready before 4 o'clock and have Mangalarti and Kirtan? If our habits are not same, then what is the use of spending so much money?
Say that they're independent, there's no possibility. At every moment one is dependent. And if anyone says they are, that they're simply foolish rascals, we have to challenge everyone in the world from this point. You cannot be independent. He was pointing out, I was saying that even in politics, the politicians like Indira think that they're independent. Probably saying that Mujibai Ramon, he fought so hard for his country's independence, Bangladesh. But in 1 hour, the soldiers came and killed him and every single family member, not sparing anyone. But he thought he was independent. He thought his country had become independent. But in 1 hour, it was all wiped away.
So where is your independence? What is the answer? At any moment you have to die. Even Mujibur Rahman or Mussolini or big, Napoleon.
Franco.
Huh?
There was that Franco.
Yeah.
He was in
everyone. He was given horse urine to drink, Napoleon. That's a great hero, but he had to drink.
Wow.
Horse urine. In this Englishman, after battle, what is that? Waterloo. When he is arrested, when he is asking water, he was given horse urine. Because everyone is very, very angry, Napoleon. Because they say, Hiranyakashipu. They were threatening the children. Oh, Bona is coming. Shoot. Sleep, sleep. He became so much. He was known as Bona. You do not know all these things?
No.
Yes. Whole Europe became threatened, Napoleon. There must be some reaction. And when he was under custody, he was treated like him. Very independent. He had to drink horse urine as reaction of his atrocities. Hitler committed suicide and finished himself. Mussolini was forced to be killed, Gandhi was killed, and they are fighting for independence. You know this Sydney, you know why the city is known as Sydney?
Right.
Sir Philip Sydney. A great commander during the fighting time when he was shot, he asked for water, and the water was not supplied and he died. Now he was a very generous man. He was the commander, water was brought and at the same time, another soldier was being carried. He was also going to die. He was looking for the water. So immediately he said, this water give him to me. And he died. He was very generous. He knew that I am going to die. He can be said, give him this water. So that Sydney is Sir Philip Sydney. Melbourne, it is also named under great soil. So where is your independence? If you are thinking independently and doing things independently, then is it not foolishness? Why don't you answer? You don't want to be foolish? Suppose within the prison walls, if you want to do things independently, is it possible?
No, you're always dependent.
You'll be put into further suffering. As soon as you violate the rules and regulations of the jail, you'll put the further term of suffering. Just like that, independently trying to avoid pregnancy, and the same man who has killed his own child or same mother. He is being killed. We didn't know. Prakitakiramana. Nature will not tolerate. In India, still, these things are not happening because they are not so advanced to use all these contraceptive methods. But in Europe, America, it has become a common affair to kill the child within the womb.
It's starting here also.
Yes, gradually. As soon as you kill, then you must be killed. This law is there. Life for life. So where is your independence? Independence means you are inviting more suffering, that's all. You're gone. Declare your independence. We are the only sane man. We have accepted that we are not independent. Here Krishna is asking, let me surrender. That's all. So you have to convince the people Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific. You are foolishly rascal. You are trying to be independent. That is not possible. Krishna is asking to surrender. You do that. That will make you. And many varieties of ways you have to convince and prove that you are foolishly thinking that you are independent. So-called scientific advancement and only promising, yes, in future you shall be like this and like this. What is future? Just take account of the present position. Where is the history? That you are, if in the past something like that happened, then you can expect future. But in the past, the whole world history, there is no independence. Clearly says, ahankara vimurasma katta ham iti manyati. These rascals, out of false ego and vimura, foolishly declaring that I am the doer of everything. I can do everything in the world. Kartaham is mannate. Mannate means falsely think. Actually, he is nothing but a small particle. This egotism is the root cause of suffering. Discuss all these things amongst yourself and preach and inform these rascals, so-called civilized scientists and people. That is preaching. We have to present the truth in such a way that they will be convinced, yes. within 15 minutes, the plane in Arabia, 53 men, fell. Within 15, next 15 minutes to drop. Very early in the morning. He have invented so many nice machines, but when there is order from superior, nonsense your machine, you die immediately. What do you want? So why don't you accept there is superior? Why do they not accept? What is the reason? You cannot say?
Vimura.
That accept. If he accepts that he is vimura, then he is advanced. It's like a dog is barking, just run towards him with a stick, he'll immediately go and stop. So because he's dog, he thinks I'm an individual, I can bark like this. And as soon as simply one stick, finishes in the minute. You will find psychologically, I have a big dog in him. If you just run towards him with a stick. He knows that when this man will strike me with this stick, I cannot do anything. He knows it very well. Sometimes falsely, if you touch the ground, he got it. Everyone is thinking independently, he is forming a party, a revolution, a ism, and so many things. All of them are foolish, rascals. They do not see the history. The stronger man than ourselves, Napoleon, Hitler, this man, that man, Gandhi, everyone is finished. So what is the value of my planning again? There are many gods. Vivekananda, he is follower of Vivekananda. Vivekananda house was made, say, 8 years before. So, what is the use of this house? It is standing and it is covered with mattress. What is it called? Straw. What is it called?
Vines.
No. dharma, we say dharma, the bamboo cut into slice and
chitta. Like the roof in the other place in Madras.
Yeah. It is English chitta, it is called?
No, English.
English, what is English? They do not use it.
It's a straw roof. People like thatching.
Thatch.
Thatch. Yes, that is right. So, the windows are thatched. So where is the production? We will have understanding as preacher. So where is the preacher? People should have gone there in hundreds, there should have been some program. So where is the program? So we make another house. Lick up the house. Statues on the beach, many statues, a person stood by the grove. I have seen in Calcutta one statue of Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee. So, in the morning, on the day of his birth anniversary, in the morning the municipal sweepers, with their brass, they rub it to cleanse the suddenly stuck up crow stool with water. Done for 3-4 hours. Then the evening, big men will come, gather, and offer him garland one after another. Just like they were offering him. In this way, the meeting will be held. In the morning, it is brushed with the sweepers. The street brush, and in the evening it is offered the land. I've seen it. Here also I see that she has kept Krishna's murti outside. It is opera.
They're not Krishna bhaktas, these people, at all.
Even that tulsi tree around the corner, they've clipped to shape it, cut all the branches.
No, not by then.
Last night when we were reading, they all left, especially on that point of following the regulative principles, no meat, crabs,
fish eggs.
They all got up and walked out.
You said that the same cooking place will have to do where they are cooking meat.
You're not cooking it now.
Huh?
You're not doing that now.
He's not planning. When he comes here, he's determined that he will not eat in anyone's home.
Not do anything.
Not only that, but he's not going to sleep in anyone's home either. They want to camp out by the riverside. He says that he finds it very, from reading your books, it's very clear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very careful and strict to only eat prasadam cooked by proper persons.
Well, purchased from Jagannath temple.
Yeah, like that.
People would come to offer him prasadam. So what is the cost of the prasadam? That was taken and he purchased. Formerly the system was, there was no hotel, but there were temples. You go and you can purchase very cheap price. I went with my father and my child in a plane. So my father would never take food at anyone's house or in the hotel. He'll find out some temple and pay them and still there are many temples. So I was about 10 years old at that time. So 70 years ago. So he paid 2 annas to the pujari and he gave us so much. It can be eaten by 5-6 men. Khichdi, vegetables, varieties, so much. 2 annas.
There's a nice temple in Navadvip that does that, the Govinda temple in Navadvip. When I was going to purchase the land in Mayapur, the Mr. Das, the lawyer, and I, we would take our meals at this temple. Every day he would give them. They had an arrangement like this. At least 100 people were taken. Respectable people.
Okay.
Oh, it's a very good temple, that temple. Of course, I don't know how bona fide the persons who speak at night are, but every night there's speakers and many people coming. It's a very good temple. I was very impressed by it. Nice rooms for people to stay upstairs. Very active, always being cleansed by people. And first class prasadam.
We have got so many examples introduced.